AircheckDownloads.com.
Rockin' America, top 30 countdown. Scott Shannon.
It is the official Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. I'm the professional train pronosticator on duty, Michael Scott Shannon.
Is that a train monkey? Is he wild?
Coming up this hour, we'll play the top 10 songs in the USA, talk with a lovely and talented Jody Watley, and give you a chance to win $500. Coming in at number 10 this week on the program is a fella who got his big start when a producer spotted him on the Dick Clark American Bandstand program. He was 17 at the time and had a single out called She Did It. Then they cast him as a rock and roll musician on The Young and the Restless. On TV, he's Danny Romolotti. On the radio, he's Michael Damian. Moving from number 16 to number 10 this week, here's Rock On.
Hey, kids, rock and roll.
That's Michael Damian and Rock On. Breaking into the top 10 this week at number 10. By the way, Michael recorded that song at home. He actually has a 24-track professional studio at his house, plus a microwave and a mixmaster. I'm Scott Shannon, counting down the biggest hits in the USA. Coming up next is a big hit record that features the lovely Cynthia Rhodes on lead vocals. Now, Cynthia is a member of the group Animotion. Plus, she's married to rock and roll superstar Richard Marx.
Excuse me, Scott. I think I can handle this one, okay?
Speak of the devil, it is Richard Marx.
That's right. Richard Marx here. And moving up one spot from number 10 to number 9... Room to Move by Animotion on Rockin' America.
I'll tell you what, from now on, you do the singing and I'll do the DJing. Thank you, Richard Marx! Creeping up one notch from number 10 to number 9 this week, that's Animotion featuring Mrs. Richard Marx, Cynthia Rhodes. I'm Scott Shannon. Now it's time to move over to the secret singing room and give away, or at least try to give away, $500 in cash. Now listen carefully. Here's how the game works. We'll play a piece of a song. All you have to do is tell us who's singing the song, and you could win $500. Listen carefully to secret singer number 43.
You're the sleazebag of the country, the garbage of our land.
Who in the world is singing that song? I gotta hear it one more time. Secret singer number 43.
You're the sleazebag of the country, the garbage of our land.
Yuck! There you have it, Snickers secret singer number 43. If you think you know who it is or you just want to take a guess, jot your answer down on the back of a postcard of a sealed envelope and send it to Snickers secret singer number 43, box 7100, New York 10150. All entries must be received by May the 9th. Winner will be announced the week of May 23rd. If we get more than one right answer, a single winner will be selected at random from all the correct entries. As usual, employees of Eminem Mars and Rockin' America are not eligible to win. Listen carefully one more time, secret singer number 43.
You're the sleazebag of the country.
Yeah.
The garbage of our land.
The address again, one more time. Listen carefully to win $500. Snickers, secret singer number 43, post office box 7100, New York 10150. I'll be right back to talk with Jody Watley on Rockin' America.
I work downtown on Park Street.
Coming at you nearly live in Dweep Nookie Mono Stereophonic Sense Surround Sound. It's the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. I'm Scott Shannon coming at you from the air chair, and that cocktail weenie in the corner is Mr. Leonard. We're already up to the song that climbs another 3 points this week from number 11 to number 8. Here's Sapphire and Thinking of You. There she is, the famous New York City model, a few covers to her name, and now a top 10 hit. Every time I see Sapphire in New York City, she's always yelling,
"Yeah, you're right, shake your booty, shake your booty."
That's a song called Thinking of You, number 8 on Rockin' America. I'm Scott Shannon, getting things ready for Jody Watley. Now, our next act has been together for just over 12 years. In that time, they recorded 9 LPs, and their latest LP, Rock and Roll Strategy, has produced the band's first top 10 hit in over 5 years. It's still moving up on the countdown. 2 more points this week from number 9 to number 7. Here's 38 Special and Second Chance.
Since you've been gone,
Some of that good old southern rock and roll sound from 38 Special. That's called Second Chance, up to number 7 on the Top 30 Countdown. I'm Scott Shannon with the entire crew of Nut Hut Goober Smoochers, sitting around the studio with the very beautiful Jody Watley. Now, when you meet Jody Watley, you can't help but notice that she's a very, very lovely lady. Everybody notices it, but she's a fantastic singer as well. Now, Jody, are you bothered by all the attention to your looks?
Not really. It's a compliment. I think I would be annoyed if I wasn't selling any records and people were just responding to the visual part. There's a definite balance because there is a lot of beautiful women who've been around, but they haven't really sold any records. They've kind of just been in for the moment and out the next. You can't get away from it, but you don't focus on it.
Jody Watley's on the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown this week, jumping a big 6 points from number 12 to number 6. It's Real Love. That's one of my favorite songs on the countdown this week. Let's hear it for Jody Watley, everybody. That's called Real Love, hopping up to number 6 on the Top 30 hit list. I'm Scott Shannon, along with Mr. Leonard and the Wackos and the Weirdos and the Nut Hut Studios. I'll be right back with this week's Top 5 Hits and the Rockin' America Entertainment page when this program continues.
Yeah, you're right. Shake your booty. Shake your booty.
You are listening to the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. I'm Scott Shannon with my assistant, Mr. Leonard. Hey, Mr. Leonard, get off the telephone! Hey!
Scott, it's James Brown again.
What does he want now, Mr. Leonard?
I think he wants to sing happy birthday to himself, right, James? Yeah.
Wait a minute, he already sang happy birthday to himself about a half an hour ago.
I know, Scott, but have a little mercy on the guy. He's in prison.
All right, go ahead, let him do it.
All right, go ahead, James.
Thank you, James. Hang up on him, Mr. Legend. Hang up the phone. Thank you very much. Now back to the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown on the song that moves up 1 point from number 6 to number 5, Dion Estes and Heaven Help Me. That's the number 5 song this week in the USA, Heaven Help Me from Dion Estes, with a little help from Mr. George Michael. I'm Scott Shannon. We're getting closer and closer to the number 1 smash hit of the week on Rockin' America. Now, if you've seen Paula Abdul's videos, then you know what a great dancer she is. But did you know that she actually won an MTV Music Award for dancing before she picked up choreography awards for ZZ Top and Janet Jackson videos? Paula Abdul's second straight hit moves up 4 notches this week from number 8 to number 4. Here's Paula and Forever Your Girl. A hit number 4 this week on Rockin' America. That's Paula Abdul and Forever Your Girl. By the way, that's also the title of the LP. I'm Scott Shannon in the Nut Hut Studios, looking over the latest showbiz news from the Rockin' America Entertainment page. It's official. Paul McCartney's new LP, Flowers in the Dirt, will hit the stores on June the 6th, and he'll tour this summer. There's also news that another ex-Beatle, Ringo Starr, will be on tour, but not with Paul. Also, congratulations a little bit late to Entertainment Tonight's Mary Hart. She and her brand new husband, Bert Sugarman, are celebrating their wedding, and the news that Mary's home exercise video sold over 250,000 copies. Enough to be certified platinum. Also celebrating this week are this week's birthday people, Jay Leno. Happy birthday, Jay! Ray Parker Jr., Jackie Jackson, Bobby Seger, and the number 1 soul brother himself, James Brown! Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown will continue in a moment.
You're always on my mind.
You're on the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown, heard every week on fantastic radio stations like KHUN, K-Hun in beautiful Huntsville, Texas, home of the Prison Rodeo, KDSJ in Rapid City, North Dakota, and in the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan on WDFX, the Fox that rocks, home of the lovely Chuck Beck.
He would have an enormous Schwanstucker.
I'm Scott Shannon. Now back to the top 30 countdown. We're getting so close to the number one spot, I can almost taste it. Or is that the Fine Young Cannibals? They're dropping 1 point from number two to number three with She Drives Me Crazy. Falling down to number three this week, that's the Fine Young Cannibals, and She Drives Me Crazy.
Yeah, I feel good.
A former number one hit on Rockin' America. I'm Scott Shannon with Mr. Leonard, closing in on this week's number one smash hit song in the USA. But first, a story about John Bon Jovi's worst nightmare. You see, John is on tour right now in the USA, and on a night off in New York City, he happens to catch the tail end of a Bananarama concert. At the end of the show, the girls came out on stage and sang a disco version of John Bon Jovi's hit called You Give Love a Bad Name. John says, "Oh no, don't do that to me!" And he runs right out of the concert hall. This week, John Bon Jovi's latest hit moves up another 2 points from number four to number two. It's called I'll Be There For You.
I guess this time you'll be my words, I swear to you.
That's Bon Jovi. And I'll Be There For You. Number two this week on the Rockin' America Countdown. That looks like a strong contender for the number one spot next week. I'm Scott Shannon. The big question is, who's on the top of the Rockin' America chart this week? I'll give you a small hint. It's a lady whose running shoes sold for $4,500 last week. You'll find out who it is next on Rockin' America.
Rockin' America, top 30 countdown. Shannon.
Welcome back to the final chapter of this week's Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. I'm Scott Shannon. For the past 3 hours, we've been counting down the top 30 songs of the week, and we're finally up to this week's number one smash hit. It's the title cut from an album recorded by a singer who recently donated a pair of her old running shoes to be auctioned off to raise money for the Special Olympics, and they did real well. She got a high bid of $4,500.
Number one.
The lady is Madonna, and she's at number one for a second week in a row on Rockin' America with Like a Prayer. That's Madonna and Like a Prayer, holding on to the Rockin' America top spot for the second straight week in a row.
Yeah.
By the way, we told you that Madonna's old sneakers sold for $4,500. Sean Penn's old sneakers were up for sale, too. They got only $50. But then again, he doesn't have the number one song on the Rockin' America chart. Now, can Madonna hang on to number one for a third week? Bon Jovi sniffing right up behind. The only way for you to find out whether or not she can stay there is be with us next week. Same time, same station for another edition of the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. I'm Scott Shannon. Thank you for listening, and happy birthday one more time to James Brown. The Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown is brought to you by Dodge. The cars and trucks America wants, the terms America needs. Rockin' America is based on radio airplay on the more than 268 contemporary radio stations across the USA. As reported to Radio and Records, the industry's newspaper, Rockin' America is a presentation of the Westwood One Radio Networks in association with Mallrike Creative Services. Produced by Michael Scott Shannon, Randy Kabrick, and Ron Harris. Written by Coach Michael Pelka. The Nuthead is Johnny Rio, Mr. Leonard, Kathy D, Stevie B, and Little Danny Quayle of Washington, D.C. Engineered by Dave Kephart. Associate producer Steve Longo, Rockin' America producer, Westwood One Radio Networks. Norm Pattis, executive Golden Lips producer. Go out and buy 30 new cars, paint 30 pink flamingos on your ceiling. Join us here next week for another edition of Rockin' America. Until next week, I say, bye, buckaroos!
What are you looking at, butthead?
Scott Shannon's Rockin' America, top 30 countdown.
Aircheckdownloads.com.